This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, Steve Quills also made the now huge film Mega Drought, explaining how the weather weapons work. He's going to join us again either tomorrow or maybe Friday, but he's agreed to do that. We really appreciate Steve Quill of stevequill.com. We sell the film Mega Drought at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how you keep us on air, plus you know what's going on. Two calls real quick for Steve Quill and myself. Jefferson in Virginia, Trump and Kevin McCarthy, and I want to get Steve Quill's take on Trump and DeSantis, what he thinks of that. Go ahead, Jefferson. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I think Trump, much like Michelle Obama, says she doesn't want to be president, but she has Secret Service detail for the rest of her life. Trump is saying he doesn't want to be Speaker of the House, and he's backing McCarthy to basically hold the position open so Democrats can't vote for McCarthy and put him in the position.
What do you think of that, Steve Quill? What's your take on Trump, DeSantis, all this stuff?
Well, real quick in a nutshell, I don't believe that the political solution is going to work, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's a theatrical distraction. Look at all the time and energy spent by people saying, oh, they're going to steal the election, which they did. We're watching the total criminalization of truth. We're seeing the politicization of lies. And I've got to say this. I have no hope or expectation in the political realm. And then the former President Trump, I only want people to understand this. There's nothing in the government of the United States, whether Congress, Senate, the judicial, the executive, any of the government agencies that are going to help him even if he were to be elected. And I don't think he's going to be elected. That's my own personal opinion.
I tend to agree with you. I think you're right. We should work through it. We can, but don't count on it. Jefferson, anything else?
I think that's why he becomes Speaker. If he becomes Speaker, he's two heartbeats from the presidency. That's how he gets in office, not through elections.
All right, appreciate your call, Jefferson. I've been hearing a lot about this Speaker thing, and I just don't see it happening. Eric in Houston, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me good?
I can. Welcome.
All right. First of all, Trump, I've been calling him the great depopulator. He needs to ditch the vaccines. STS sure gave a lot of money to WinRed, that little thing that text messages you every day saying to give money to the Republican Party. They got a lot of the STX money, according to FEC filings. And also, you've inspired me. I've hit the streets. I've been at Trump rallies singing about the poison vaccines. I went to the Beto abortion rally and sang about the poison vaccines, and I recently crashed Lizzie Fletcher's town hall on Veterans Affairs to ask her about what y'all were saying with money, how Elon Musk was told $6 billion to end world hunger, and then we voted $40 million for Ukraine. And
well, it's $100 million now. So did I hear you say you're a singer? Tell us how we find your music.
You get a bit to Dead O'Matto, a.k.a. Trail, Lion Dem called out, I think. You can stick your poison vaccines up your ass.
All right. I hear you. Very, very funny. Steve, overall, do you think Trump's a good guy or a bad guy?
Let me say this. I believe he is not the man that people want him to be, expected him to be, and when he could have, should have, and had the ability to change, he was sidetracked. So the bottom line is, I would say this, in my world right now, he's irrelevant. There are bigger issues, especially like who is going to provoke a first strike with nuclear weapons, the false flag. We just saw a failed false flag. I believe that's due to the fact that people are praying against a false flag. But Alex, I have no political expectation, nor do I believe the answer is political in any way, shape, or form.
I totally – you're just incredible, Steve. You say what I'm thinking at a spiritual level, at a gut level, is it's just – it doesn't matter. I look at Trump, he's irrelevant. I look at DeSantis, irrelevant. We try to celebrate it, hope it's going to save us, but changing our lives, getting right with God, speaking out, not submitting to tyranny, it's going to be us that changes this with God working through us. Back in 60 seconds, I want to get to the Russia false flag, globalist false flag. and then I want to hit on what you're talking about, weather wars and the unprecedented droughts that are definitely taking place. They tell us, oh, global warming's coming. It's your fault. Everybody's going to starve. And they use weapons to shut the water off. We'll be right back. I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, Dally's about to take over in about 10 minutes. She's got a special guest. It was just at the big global government summit in Egypt, there in Cairo. That's all coming up. But final segment with Steve Quayle will be joining us again either tomorrow or Friday to get more into the weather weapons and the controlled economic collapse of the third world, the lockdowns and the droughts to flood the first world. The film that he's made is at InfoWars.com, or you get it at SteveQuayle.com. Doesn't matter. Just watch the film. But Steve, look at these headlines. You mentioned this, so let's get to it. NATO chief says Poland blast likely caused by Ukrainian missile, not Ukraine. That was this morning. Now Poland, NATO confirm, they look at the serial numbers, everything, that it was a SAM, service-to-air anti-aircraft missile, we predicted yesterday it would be, that they fired at Russian aircraft that then went into Poland. Poland, NATO agreed, deadly Polish border Russian attack was errant Ukrainian missile. But how does the Secretary of Defense, there's a picture of missile parts, how does the Secretary of Defense respond? He says, okay, yeah, Russia didn't shoot the missile, but it's still their fault. Talk about mind control. Here is Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense.
We're still gathering information, but we have seen nothing that contradicts President Duda's preliminary assessment that this explosion was most likely the result of a Ukrainian air defense missile that unfortunately landed in Poland. And whatever the final conclusions may be, the world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident. Russia launched another barrage of missiles against Ukraine, specifically intended to target Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. This tragic and troubling incident is yet another reminder of the recklessness of Russia's war of choice.
That is a lesson in gaslighting. Russia didn't launch it, but we blamed them, but it's still their fault. Absolutely incredible. With Zelensky demanding NATO attack Russia, and most of the media still saying Russia launched the attack, what does this really signify? Because you were on a month ago harping on they're going to launch a false flag with missiles over there. They're going to blame it on Russia as a pretext.
Well, blame Russia is the narrative because they want to do the same thing to Russia. And what's interesting to me, Alex, is they want to control the narrative. They want to absolutely and they want to make the Russians the boogeymen. And what's important is I would categorically challenge the Secretary of Defense who just made that statement. Tell me how you can blame the very people that you are equipping. And oh, by the way, where's $100 billion in weaponry gone? The point is this is all the globalists, and the globalists are the Luciferians. I want to make it clear, when I say globalists, I mean Luciferians. These are people that swear their allegiance to Lucifer, and they are willing to kill without number. So, back to the false flag. They knew the minute those S-300 missiles left the launch tubes that where they were coming from. People, any missile fired any place in the world is picked up by whatever side satellite is monitoring. But Zelensky immediately jumped on the bandwagon, wanting to invoke Article 5 of, NATO Charter. And he, by the way, they're not members of NATO. It was always, Alex, the thing is, it's so plain. This is so scripted. This is a nuclear war that all of the globalists want in order to destroy nation states so that the Antichrist, that means in place of Jesus Christ, comes on the scene. And I don't know who your next guest is, but COP27, the thing in Egypt, they supposedly crowned the guy. They didn't say, look at him, here he is, but the people in the know and the ones that were there, isn't it interesting? Everybody who hates mankind enough to say, you've got to get rid of the carbon footprints. It's just like Soylent Green is people. So carbon footprints are people. And ladies and gentlemen, the extinction of the human race, I used to catch a lot of hell from saying that because when I called my book Genetic Armageddon, we're watching the footprints leading up to the false Armageddon. The real Armageddon is the one that appears right before Jesus, the second coming. But they need a false World War III, Alex, to bring upon the Man of Peace. And when you control all of the players on the global stage, as Lucifer does, when they all swear allegiance to Lucifer, as they have, then people are saying, oh, gee, we're the cause of global warming, global this, global that. No, we're not, ladies and gentlemen. But you can go on geoengineeringwatch.org, and I want to share this, Alex. In my opinion, that's one of the most important websites on the entire web, Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. All of the absolute science behind weather warfare, weather modification, geoengineering.
And you're a major filmmaker. Talk about your new film. You're going to be joining us either tomorrow or Friday. We're going to talk to you after this break ends. We got a break about when that's going to be. Friday would be better if you can do it. But they admit they're doing all this in the academic papers. They admit they're carrying this out towards collapsing the third world. Talk about the new film.
Well, it's actually not a new film, but it's relevant right now. More relevant than it was, when people won't believe what you warn them about, and you know this from your own personal experience. They won't believe what you warn them about until it's on them. And they say, well, gee, I just didn't believe you then. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the entire world, the biggest rivers in the world. Mississippi in the United States, obviously you can see the Nile having problems, the Amazon having problems, the Yangtze River in China having problems. Water that used to be flow so freely accessible. And guess what? The globalists behind the scenes are trying to buy all known aquifers. And by the way, that's another reason why they're after Russia. Russia has 25% of the world's fresh water in Lake Baikal, B-A-I-K-A-L. And again, how are the sanctions working? Alex, sanctions, and I call them suicidal sanctions. There's not one person who's better off since our sanctions went on against Russia. People are starving. They're being told, even in, I think, Sweden, build a tent in your living room and cuddle. That's insanity. So how is it that every single Western nation is willing to sacrifice the welfare of their people for this global globular cluster of snot called the Great Reset?
And they're telling us, kill your children, change gender, euthanize people, all to get us to go against our life force and decide we're bad so we roll over and die. This is not to save the earth. This is a sick death cult of huge palatial mansions and estates with private jets with carbon footprints 1,000 times bigger than the average, say, African, telling us we should roll over and die. We need to recognize them as the enemy.
Right, and I think that and there's no way to make it clearer. I believe only God can open the eyes of people that choose to deny this. The human race is the target. Transhumanism, transgenderism, nationalism, everything that is used in the word of trans, the prefix of trans, means to change from one state to another, one condition to another. So you're watching what the abomination of desolation said, the transformation of America. America's the greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening before your eyes. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. On the topic, and we'll do it another show, Alex, but weather warfare and weather modification. There are so many patents. Again, Dane Wigington, 300 of them on his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. And I don't think there's a more important source for everybody, you know, to go and to see what's going on.
Well, they now admit they're doing weather modification, to quote Samus, but they admit the details are secret. Oh, we're spraying chemicals in the air to block the sun. So we're vindicated yet again. SteveQuayle.com. You've written so many books, made so many films. They're all there. SteveQuayle.com. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to end this segment and hand the baton to the guest host and their special guest, who was just at the big UN global government meeting in Egypt. But again, let us know whether you can join us tomorrow or Friday. Friday would be preferable. Thank you so much, Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Powerful. Wow. Guy's on fire. And again, InfoWarsPhone.com. You can get the satellite phone or you can get the dongle. The dongle and the phone are free to sign up for the service. It's the best deal out there. They're great patriots. And it supports the broadcast. Even if it wasn't the best deal, and it is about the best deal, there's some that are almost as good. It's apples and oranges, but it's as good as you're getting. It's a very good deal. Even if it wasn't the best deal, you're supporting us, so it'd be a good thing to get. But it is a great deal, a win-win. So go to InfoWarsPhone.com, InfoWarsPhone.com, or 941-955-1020. All right, Kate Daly's got a big guest on. She takes over. Then in 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer and the War Room. Great job, crew. God bless.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So glad to be with you. Alex Newman, my guest, had to run. He'll be with me next week. He met with the religious leaders over at that climate summit extravaganza. Give me a break. And Alex has a lot to tell us about next week, because I'm sure, even after he asked John Kerry some questions, I'm sure he's got a lot of info for us. I cannot wait to hear. But let me just tell you, I've got a couple of things on my mind. So apparently really big new developments this week, as you're well aware. You've been listening to this show today. But I am a proud election denier. Is that really the new phrase? And I'm a climate sinner. I'm a real climate sinner. I am. I sin all the time. Don't have my paper bags. Don't have my straws. I'm just a horrible, horrible steward of the earth, right? But we're told that we're going to be looking at Mother Earth in a whole new way. So I do want to talk about that. I do want to talk a little bit about their Ten Commandments. I also want to talk about the Marriage Act. This is a big one, and I don't think we realize what's coming out of this Marriage Act, but wow. And then, of course, digital currency is on my mind. So is election fraud, of course. But you know what? It's been on my mind a long time. We've had a lot of election fraud. It's just getting more obvious. That's the deal. And we're the new conspiracy theorists, I guess. And instead of being a conspiracy theorist now, you are the I don't want to talk about what's going on right in front of my face. I want to talk about it, but I can't because of persecution. That's the next step in this whole phase, is to persecute those who bring up anything regarding any race. You're supposed to just shut up and take it and never mention it again. So election fraud, election fraud, election fraud. And you know what? I'm looking at that race with Carrie Lake. I'm looking at all these races, and it's so obvious to me that they basically strung it out for a week. So we'll start here. They strung it out for a week because they could have done what they were going to do very quickly. Why did they do that? Well, I think it was definitely because they wanted to they wanted it to be so obvious and really look like they wanted you to know they were stealing it. So why not have it so that you realize that all the rest of the votes are coming in from red cities, red counties? And then what? And then what happens? Oh my gosh, election stolen. That way you absolutely, without a doubt, know that the election was stolen. So why do they want it so obvious? What's the point? Obviously, you know, last week I said, you know, this is going to be whether if they turn this to obvious, obvious fraud, it means they're ready for more chaos. And I was right, because look at what they're doing. They're about to roll out the pilot program for digital currency. They were ready. If they wanted to placate us a little bit, they would have just, you know, made it seem like there's no election fraud. And then, of course, we would have had a little more complacency. Maybe this is a good thing. And when I was interviewing Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney, she made a great point. Maybe there's a very, very big liberty undertow at foot right now. Maybe there is. And maybe this will kind of cause people to finally come to grips with what's right in front of our face. And that is the stealing of the elections. But this has been going on. This has really been well documented throughout time, right? In every kind of race you could ever imagine, even a student body president race. There's a lot of rigging, and you have to kind of look at it this way. Has our voting done us any good in the direction of liberty for the last, say, 40 years? Has it done any good? You get the same players. You get the same people running the same excuses and the same nonsense and the same BS. So is it going to do any good? Probably not. So where should the focus be? The focus should then be locally, because local people, they don't hide as much as our Congress, our Senate, and those in D.C. We concentrate way too much on the federal races. When you're local, you can put feet to the fire. They're your neighbor. They live among you. They don't live in D.C. They are right there to make sure that you realize what's going on. So what we need to do as a people is to make sure that we are every single day holding those feet to the fire and firing them, actually firing them if they don't do what's right, not what we want, because that's mob rule. But if they don't do what's right and they don't stand by and execute our own constitutions of our state, right? So if we concentrate locally and kind of forget about some of these bigger races, they want you to think there's fraud. They want you discouraged. Don't be discouraged. It's that simple. Just don't be. And you know what? We just need to be a lot more vigilant in looking at our local issues, because locally, think about the lockdowns. Locally, that is where your life was either majorly screwed or you had some freedom, right? And so they honored that. And I happen to live in a place where they honored that. In fact, Fox News did a story on us and said, oh my gosh, they're the only county in America that doesn't know that a plague is happening. Right. Anyway, so make sure you're one of those counties early on. I also wanted to talk about that whole FTX thing too. The FTX thing to me was a major diversion. If money was channeled, and we all know money laundering happens in the Ukraine, I think that's kind of a well-known fact, right? Right. Okay. So here's the deal with that. It was a diversion to tell you that money was the reason that these elections were won. Oh, they were well-funded. It was money laundering. So we have a place to direct our anger. The problem with that is it was still fraud. It was still F-R-A-U-D, fraud. It was not money. But they're going to tell you that, or they're going to tell you it was Mitch McConnell not doing his part. Does anyone care if Mitch McConnell gets behind somebody? No. Does money really win races at this point? Not really. No. In fact, they have to conduct so much fraud that in order to win, that it's all it. That's why it's so obvious, is because I don't think the majority of this country loves the way this country is going right now and voted to keep all of that in. So we know that there's just obviously immense amount of fraud happening. So they met at that climate summit. And I have to say that it was really interesting to see what they chose as the statue at that climate summit. And I'll talk about this more when I come back. And then I'll get into the religious, or not, respect for marriage. Give me a break. But listen to this. They had the statue that was the Vishnu, the Hindu Vishnu statue, right? And it's a hybrid. What's wrong with that? A mix of eagle and human features prominently displayed, all of them walking in on the red carpet. It was rather creepy, actually. And so why that statue? Well, I have my thoughts on that, as you can probably imagine. But you know what? They came up with their Ten Commandments. They, of course, spit in the face of God, wanted to do it on Mount Sinai. And they came up with some commandments of their own. I know. You're probably wondering, gee, what would they come up with? Well, worshiping Mother Earth. God has nothing to do with it, right? If you're going to spit in God's face, change his commandments and make the first commandment about worshiping Mother Earth. That's exactly what they're doing. Okay, so I'll get back to that, and I'll talk about those commandments that they came up with. It's unbelievable, actually. And also what this group is all about. Then I want to tackle the marriage debacle right now, because I know that you're probably wondering what in the world. There's a lot of churches getting behind it. They shouldn't be behind it. There's so many issues with this. So, of course, I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for
the
globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So let's talk about these Ten Commandments that just happened for the climate cult or room full of Greta crazy, however you want to look at it. So here they are. You're going to be stunned by this. We are stewards of this world. Okay. Creation manifests destiny. It's like gobbledygook. Everything in life is interconnected. You think? Do no harm. That's my message for them. Do no harm. Look after tomorrow. Okay. Rise above ego for our world. I don't know. Do you think they will? I direct that toward them. Change our inner climate. What? Repent and return. No. Don't Not repentance for God. No, no, no. Repent for Mother Earth, for your climate woes, your flatulence, your, you know, whatever it is. You must repent for that to the earth. Yeah. Maybe lay on the earth. I don't know. Maybe put, I don't know, dirt in your mouth while you're doing it. I'm not quite sure how to do it. Every action matters. Okay. And use your mind, open heart. You can tell who wrote these, right? They're insane. They're crazy. They're a cult. Okay, so I have to say this because they wanted to do this on Mount Sinai. And when they met together and they all flew in on their big jets. No irony there. They wanted to frame them as the Ten Commandments. Really, really, like really spit at God on this one. But they realized that they were going to get some backlash for that. You think? So they reframed it as the 10 principles of climate repentance. I can't make this up. This is from Alex Newman. So these bizarre ceremonies, they were organized by the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development. That means globbity, globbity, gook. Okay. And they were originally scheduled to take place there on Mount Sinai. Well, the key organizer called for climate repentance. He's dubbed the Green Patriarch. So they issued a public statement denouncing the abusive nature and the exploitation of its resources. Okay. You mean the infinite resources we all have? Oh, okay. And as a sin against God, they actually mentioned him once, and the gift of creation. So then they said, maybe this will inspire people to act modestly and carry out actions for climate justice. Okay. What is climate justice? I don't know. I have these visions of the 1971. Remember one of those ads that kind of kicked a lot of this off for the Mother Earth? And it was the Coke commercial. They were all like, it was like a picture of the UN, and they were all standing on the hill, and it looked like a UN picture. They were all in their own country's garb, and they were just talking about drink a Coke together because of the world. Yeah, that's what started all this off. So I picture the people that wrote this standing on a hill. Maybe drinking a Coke, I'm not sure, but actually really, like, I don't know, just getting into this globally gook that they're trying to spin out here. So they partnered with the Interfaith Center, which was a self-proclaimed Ouija board of world religious leaders. I guess it's Elijah. Elijah board of world religious leaders. And this outfit says that they're bringing together people from prominent religions from everywhere. And it's a peace department. Did you know we had a peace department? Yeah. And it's U.S.-based nonprofit. I wonder how much money they get. So this is where it gets weird. Page 60, UNEP report, because they talk about this, that they want to lead people, according to new moral codes, and enhance cooperation. We're already cooperative. And it gives more, I don't know, thought to the future. Then it gets weirder, and it talks about the fact that the UN and its supporters may somehow be related to the non-human entities. I'm sorry, what? What non-human entities? I mean, he's not talking plants. He's not talking animals. What do you mean non-human entities? That's kind of weird, right? And how we're going to get along with them in the future. Boy, how fun. I wonder what they're actually talking about. Well, it's all written. I read it myself. It's they distinctly write non-human entities. Are they talking about extraterrestrials? Are they talking about robots? Who knows? But they seem to just really have this stronghold about making sure that it's listed, it's talked about, and then, of course, the significance of the push for the new moral code, the unification. Oh, I'm getting just like warm and fuzzy, aren't you? The world's religions cannot be overstated. Why? Why do we need unification? Why is that? Oh, that's right. The one world religion thing is opening up, right? Yeah, that's right. It's opening up over in the Arab world. I forgot about that. Yes. And in fact, they have their opening exercises pretty soon, I think. And so this is all under the guise of saving Mother Earth from humanity's climate sins, you little sinner, you. I know you were thinking like it was hard enough to get through just regular sin that we all do, right? No, no, no. Climate. It is Mother Earth's gift to us is that we must get on our knees and repent for being, I guess, bad stewards of the land. I don't know. What's funny is if you ever ask any of these people how exactly climate change has affected them, they could not give you an answer. And they all flew on their jets to tell you about this and to tell you how they're going to change this world. I'm a little scared. Let me talk about digital currency for just a moment. Look, we all know this is happening right now. It was a little weird to read it in a headline, to tell you the truth. But back in January, they said a digital dollar is years away as the U.S. Fed kicks around the issue, just simply kicking it around like a can. I had that visual in my mind because of the great wording from Reuters. Thank you. Nice little image there. And then, of course, so that was in January. And then, of course, in March, all of a sudden, Biden orders government to study digital dollar. Ooh, so we knew it was going to come a little sooner, right? Not years away, not kicking the can down the street. You know, this was actually going to happen because, you know, King Fraud-a-Lot ordered it. So like a king, you know, you just order it. And then, of course, now we know we're starting this 12-week digital dollar pilot. Okay, we have some issues, right, with this. It's not just a pilot. It is the program now to turn us into digital currency. Back when they were doing COVID dollars, I noticed that, and I took screenshots of it. The bill, the trillion-dollar bill for COVID bucks, when we were all in lockdown from our liberty, really defined in that first section that we were going to move into digital currency, and they were going to use the post offices as some of the outposts, right? And they were going to incorporate some sort of card, and they had this whole thing laid out. They removed it right before the bill went through, and they got a little too much flack for it, okay? And so now we're finally rolling this out, and it's this really scary proposition because you know everything is going to be tracked now, every single thing. Also, in some of their drills, especially the one in last October that they had in 2021, they talked about the fact that on a banking holiday that's a Monday, that just so happens to be a Monday, kind of like Christmas of this year. That's interesting. That they were suddenly going to have a big hacking at the banks. Your money would be gone in your account. And so the way to appease people was to tell them that they were going to get a whole year's worth of free payments. You don't have to, I mean, not free payments, but you don't have to make any payments. You have a year off, right? Don't even worry about it. And it would keep the people complacent. But when you went back to get your stuff, when you went back to start paying on it, it would be involved in this digital currency. So you would have to join digital currency to own your cars or your home or most of the things we don't own because we're so stretched on credit, right? It's just kind of interesting. And I'm not even saying you should take this to heart. It's just that in the drill, it happens on a Monday holiday, banking holiday. That just so happens to be Christmas this year, is the federal holiday is Monday. I'm just saying. I just thought the timing was a little weird, okay? They come out, they tell you, yeah, we're starting this pilot program all of a sudden. And with just enough time to get it rolled out with, ooh, ouch, a crisis. Wow, what's the solution? I can't imagine what that solution is. Well, we already have it in place. We're so lucky for the timing, right? Isn't that how this all works? It's just a giant game, right? We have a whole theater production going on. And then, of course, they provide the very solution that they came up with in the first place when we hit the crisis. How fortunate for us to be able to have that sitting right there and ready. Oh, my heart sank when I read that. And I know yours did, too, because you know it's coming maybe a little faster than you thought it was going to. I'm Kate Daly. Be right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. All right, a couple things to talk about, actually. Number one, I wonder if the coins, you know, having some of these coins, I have one, Alex talks about one. You know what? That might be a sign in the future. Maybe, I'm just going to throw this out here real quick, but if we ever got to a place where freedom of speech is completely annihilated, you can't really talk about what you feel, what you believe in and those things. If I ran into somebody that had a coin and I knew that they probably thought the same way I did, it might make conversations more comforting. I'll just throw that out there just because I just think that sometimes, you know, that commonality, when you know that somebody else might think like you do, without even having to say a word or communicate that. Anyway, this might be a good idea. That's all. I'll just throw that out there. All right. So let's talk about the Disrespect for Marriage Act. We had the Defense for Marriage Act in the 90s. The Defense for Marriage Act was basically just defining it as a man and a woman getting married. Pretty normal stuff. That's the definition, right? But then the definition got changed by a Supreme Court opinion into the, we all know, that every kind of union or marriage is a marriage, okay? Not just man and woman. So I know, you know, that it's a pretty normal thing. Man and women, that's marriage. You call somebody your spouse. So what exactly did they just do? And I'm really glad that Mike Lee came out against this and is really warning about some of the dangers, because there is some dangers here. It was very ambiguous. The first thing that caught my eye was the word celebrations. They weren't really saying weddings. It was really interesting. It was saying that celebrations, that churches wouldn't be forced to do celebrations. Well, what about weddings? Interesting. So as I was looking into it, what happens is basically, if you gut man and woman out of the picture, if you gut what a spouse is, then what happens is any marriage goes in any state, defined any way. And then what you can do with that is you can say, well, in California, they allow you to marry a 12-year-old. Okay. And so federally, you have to honor my relationship going into this other state now. And if you challenge it, I can take you into district court. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of protection. And if what I'm saying sounds a little strange, oh, they would never do that. I never thought we'd be sitting here with such obvious election fraud, and also with the way our culture's going, and we have men in lingerie wanting to get close to your kids and calling it reading time. So I'm a little perplexed that we wouldn't think it was going to go there and that there wasn't a reason they wanted to do this. The characters behind this are all Democrat. I would imagine that a lot of them could care less about the sanctity of marriage, and that they wanted it gutted for a reason, right? So there's obviously motives behind this. And it really isn't respect for marriage. It's actually disrespect for marriage. But all you have to do is go into the imbecile, idiotic comments that these people make that aren't true, complete and total lies, like Ms. Jackson Lee, when she presented to Nadler and said, basically, I'm proud to rise in support of this H.R. 8404, Respect for Marriage. And it would repeal the Discriminatory Defense of Marriage Act. The Defense of Marriage Act was just to bolster up what the definition of marriage is. Universally, for a very long time. Should government be in our marriage? No, they don't really need to be. At the same time, it's a definition of what marriage is, okay? So basically, this gal went on to say that that people in interracial relationships went to sleep confident in the legality of their marriage. And now they don't feel so much ever since the abortion thing got gutted. It wasn't gutted. The abortion thing was never gutted. All the states for 50 years could have done exactly what they wanted to do. There was never a federal law. But they used this as an excuse to open the door to this. Oh, we went to bed and now we're afraid because, oh my gosh, my interracial marriage in the year 2022 is somehow going to be penalized. Really? Are these people just complete morons? I mean, I don't know. I've got a lot of thoughts, but wow, she's got nothing between the ears. It's ridiculous. And then, of course, she went on to say black and brown people had to grapple with the possibility that the legality of their marriage might be, yes, violently stripped away. She really said this. And that we are going to, that we need to pass something that protects them, because now they're just waking up all in a stir about this every day that's going to be violently stripped from them. Also went on to say there are countless acts of violence against those who are seeking reproductive freedom and countless acts of violence against the LGBT community. Where? I'm just asking for a friend. Where? You know, where are the acts? Where's all the violence? Where is that going on? And by the way, if you want an abortion and you want to kill a baby, you can do it. That hasn't changed. Isn't that interesting? But the overblown dramatics, theater of all of this, with this kind of language. So she went on to say, listen to the violence against transgender parents just trying to help their children. What violence? Everyone's catering to you. I mean, my gosh, what violence? I would love to know where these acts are. In fact, I'll bet you if you went from city to city, county to county across America, the police would be like, no. No, we're not really seeing anything. So when they say violence and when they use this as an excuse to gut marriage and disrespect what marriage is, it's just amazing to me. It's amazing to me that they wanted this to be federal law that absolutely denied the states to do what the states want to do. What happened to states' rights? That's what's getting lost in this. States' rights. So any evil, anything they come up with is going to be considered a marriage. It's going to be considered a legal binding marriage. What it did was it made it extremely generic to fit anything and everything. I mean, this is just insane, right? And also went on to say the gentlewoman used the word violence, right? And of course the GOP stood up and said, well, my gosh, there's violence against pregnancy centers. But here's the deal, though. Is the GOP letting them kind of get away with this? I don't know that we're actually coming up with any good arguments, that we actually even said anything about it, that we're actually bringing up the truth behind the lies of their arguments. This is insanity. It also, what it's going to do is threaten the religious, because you knew this was coming too. Look who's behind the bill, right? The Romneys, the utter crap of Congress and the Senate is behind this, right? And of course, the Respect for Marriage Act, the Disrespect for Marriage Act, it embeds a false definition of marriage in the American legal fabric. It's anything goes, doesn't matter. And I'm sorry, but I don't see anyone protecting kids, especially the left. The left is annihilating these poor kids into thinking that everybody is transsexual. So I don't see any protection going on there. And here's the deal, too. We already have this in the Constitution. We already have religious freedom and religious protections in the Constitution. So every time they want to pass an act, you must know that there's something kind of nefarious in that. Otherwise, why would they need to do it? It opens the door to federal recognition of a lot of different things. It jeopardizes the tax-exempt status. A lot of churches are going to say, well, it protects our tax-exempt status. I'm not quite sure that's actually true. I'm not quite sure that actually extends to the kind of protection that we think we're going to get in our churches. And it endangers faith-based social service organizations by threatening litigation and liability risk. There's a lot here to unpack, and it's not good. It's really not good. Anytime they move to write a bill to make themselves some sort of motive-driven new entity or gut something, when we have those things in our Constitution, what in the world is going on? That's what I want to know. And we're going to see churches get behind this, but they don't realize what that outcome is going to be. And it's really sad and unfortunate. And I don't like this going on. This is not good for our society, because we're going to open a lot of floodgates. It was so generic that we're opening up the floodgates to include everything that you can imagine. And we don't normally think in those kinds of nefarious terms, but you can bet that they've got some nefarious things up their sleeve with this one. That's why they left it so generic. I mean, it totally makes sense to me why they wanted to push this through, and on the grounds of complete and utter lies. I mean, did they go to bed really wondering about this? Give me a break. For the Alex Jones Show, I'm Kate Daly, and thanks for spending the rest of the hour with me.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.